Banana peels spinning wheels, red shells sent to hell. The Grand Prix gone crazy, plumbing's a side hustle when the cup is on the line.
Insert bongo noises or finger snaps. Either's good. I'll take your adulation however you want to give it.
Hi, I'm Bill, and I absolutely love old video games, but I didn't have anyone to play with, so I decided to start the Super Switch Club.
That's right.
A podcast dedicated to discussing and reliving the nostalgia of retro video games that are also on the Nintendo Online Virtual Library.
Pick your driver. Start your engines. And wait for that sweet spot to get a fast start. And let's a go!
Hey everyone, it is Caslo. I'm a Twitch streamer and YouTuber focusing on role-playing games, primarily Final Fantasy XIV.
G'day, Elise here.
This is Troidal Power.
Hey folks, this is Brett from Skeleton House.
This is Ben from Dragoon Effect, here to talk about Mario Kart Super Circuit.
Covering the 2001 release of Mario Kart Super Circuit for the Game Boy Advance.
Yeah, it is Super Circuit, yeah.
Oh, Mario Kart! One of my most played and loved games on the N64! Aside from Banjo-Kazooie and Banjo-Tooie, of course.
I have played many a Mario Kart in my day. I have played a Super Mario Kart for the Super Nintendo. I have played a Mario Kart 64 for the N64. I have played Mario Kart Double Dash for the GameCube. I played a lot of Double Dash. I 100% of that shit.
It's so good. It's like, how have they not made a second Double Dash? There have been 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 Mario Kart games. And they've not made a second Double Dash? Who's in charge of this franchise?
And I've always been a fan of the Mario Kart series for any time that I owned a console. But I never got into the mobile ones. The Game Boy, the Nintendo DS. And I skipped a lot of Nintendo consoles. So I jumped basically from Mario Kart 64 all the way to Mario Kart 8.
Anyway, like me liking kart races. Yes, really like kart races. Played like loads of them. PS1 weirdly had loads.
Mario Kart DS, I played a lot of Mario Kart DS. I think I 100% of that shit too.
I've played a lot of Mario Kart 64, the best of the Mario Kart games, and I bloody loved it.
Obviously, Mario Kart is Mario Kart, and I think like first Mario Kart's okay. 64, I don't think it's that great.
The tracks were just the right length to be fun, but not too boring, and they had a good amount of challenge as you progress through the levels to keep it interesting.
Mario Kart Wii. I play a lot of Mario Kart Wii. I think I 100% of that shit.
The one on the Wii was just fire.
Mario Kart 7. I played it. I think I 100% of that one as well.
Oh, 7. Oh, yeah. No, the 3DS one's good too.
And it had the Rainbow Road. The best track of all time ever in the history of kart racing. Because anyone who doesn't love the thrill of jumping at the top of that first hill and hoping that you stayed on the track instead of flying off into space, you have issues and I feel sorry for you.
Mario Kart 8, I played a lot of. I don't think I 100%ed it.
I lost my train of thought. It's really good. Mario Kart 8, very good.
I haven't played any like the 10,000 bonus tracks they've added.
But we swapped that out with some Mario Kart Deluxe for the Nintendo Switch and had even more fun making our own karts and exploring the epic tracks in there. Now that was a fun time. We would race the first lap and then whoever won that would be looked after for the remaining 3 laps in the cup so that we would get top rankings and then unlock more bonuses. And then we would warn the other of shells and other races coming up and warn them if we wanted to use like lightning or stars. That's such a fun way to race and I love doing that. Anyway, on to this Mario Kart.
Mario Kart Tour. I played once and I went, what the?
Oh, mama!
Mario Kart World Tour. I play the heck out of this game on my phone. It is just so much fun. There's so many characters, each with their own abilities.
Diddy Kong Racing, despite what everyone who owned an N64 and is predominantly Americans say, I don't think it's honestly that great. It's okay.
And then that one where you like make the track in your living room and shit, I never touched that.
But yeah, also on the Switch, I have the remake of Crash Team Racing, which is amazing drift mechanics, great tracks, but at its base, like, there's loads of stuff, and there's loads of stuff to play, and so on. But if you want any characters, or any different carts, or anything like that, then Predatory as f***.
Oh, mama!
And you know what other Mario Kart game I've played? I've played, for the Game Boy Advance, Mario Kart Super Circuit. I played a decent amount of this. I think I 100%ed it. It's also weird, like, I remember doing the ghost time trials in this one for some reason, but I don't think I, like, ever did that in any other Mario Kart.
I'm a big fan of Mario Kart Super Circuit. I have a very, very fond memories of this one from when I was a kid. We had Mario Kart 64. I loved it. I've gone back to try to play Super Nintendo Mario Kart, and I find it completely unplayable. It makes me nauseous instantly.
Wait, what? It's Mario Kart's Super Circuit on the Game Boy Advance? What the hell is this pixelated nightmare?
But Super Circuit's in that sweet spot where it's still kind of the flatter courses that you get in the Super Mario Kart game, but doesn't make me want to vomit.
Oh, well, at least the whole gang is here. But wow, these graphics are making my eyes bleed. Crikey, that's bad.
First thing you notice when you load up Mario Kart Super Circuit is that the title screen music is, like, really good. The bass is so... it goes so hard.
Mario Kart Super Circuit, while it's cool that it was on the Game Boy Advance and was a handheld Mario Kart, it's not very good. It's like the first Mario Kart, which I guess was technically called Super Mario Kart, in that it's basically Mode 7 and kind of garbage.
And I have to say, it does not hold up. It almost sometimes feels worse than the original Mario Kart, which the original Mario Kart was really rough to play, primarily because it was a completely flat stage. You didn't have walls that would go over, and they continued that on in Super Circuit. Instead, you've got just blocks that you can see on the ground that act as walls. So there's no real three dimensions to it, even though there are jumps and stuff.
At least they have the usual crew to pick from. Luigi is my dude. My friend and I would always fight over him. I know Mario has the same, like, stats, but Mario 64 made us love to hate Mario so much, we just couldn't stand his little yahoo anymore.
I started off playing as Luigi, who's a balanced type, but the cornering didn't feel right to me, the kind of drift around the corners. I switched to Toad after that, and that started to feel a little more what I'd come to expect from other Mario Kart games. And then eventually I settled on Yoshi, and that was my sweet spot. Yoshi was my guy in this one.
Who's your Mario Kart character, Brett? I always play as Toad 100% of the time, except for some reason, in Mario Kart 7, Mario Kart DS. There was Dry Bones, and I played as Dry Bones, which it's like I don't know, what's the equivalent of nominative determinism, except for, like, going back in time? Because, like, it's Brett from Skeleton House. Of course you played the skeleton guy. I was not Skeleton House when I was, like, playing my DS. How old was I? I was probably like 12 or something. I don't know. Oh, and for Mario Kart Double Dash, I played Toad and Baby Luigi. I don't know why he was the second. Dude, I love Toad, man. Toad's the best.
For those that have not played a Mario Kart, it's like a racing game, but arcadey, and you get item pickups that are usually things like green and red shells. The red shells you can throw and they track enemies. You can pick up bananas that you leave behind and people run into them or help you block items coming at you. You can get mushrooms to go faster. You can get coins, which... the more coins you have, the faster you technically go, but it's not like some huge difference. I don't remember all the power-ups in this particular game, but there are blue shells that you throw and they go hit the person in first place. You can get a bullet bill that just launches you down the course and hits everybody in your way. There's star power-ups.
I played on 100cc, which I found to be a pretty well-balanced difficulty for this one. There doesn't seem to be as much rubber banding in the enemy AI as there is in a lot of Mario Kart games. The blue shell is here, but I didn't see it until way late in my playthrough. So 100cc felt like a pretty good balance. I got silver medal on my first and fourth circuits, and then I had to go back and replay both those to get gold, because you have to get gold in all four circuits in order to unlock the special circuit.
So I'm going to go for Luigi in the Grand Prix mode at 100cc's. I'm going to plan on doing all four cups, and I'm going to try and unlock the bonus cup and see if it's like the bonus levels on the N64 version.
Anyway, if you're playing a Mario Kart game single player, you're playing Grand Prix mode. I did all my races on 100cc, which was like, it was not too difficult, not too easy, up until the very last track, which was difficult.
If you're a fan of this podcast and want to keep this show going,
help support us on Patreon,
where you can unlock tons of great content like
early access to ad-free episodes,
behind-the-scenes clips,
extended cuts,
blooper reels,
bonus episodes,
and a chance to pick the game we play next.
Join our 1-Up Mushroom League,
our exclusive DK Island Club,
or the Hylian Royal Family with the power of the Triforce. Just head on over to patreon.com/thesuperswitchclub.
Link is in the show notes.
I remember playing this game in the car as a kid and getting nauseous playing it on car trips. So I tried to recreate that experience. I actually played the majority of this game in a car. I don't know if it's that my brain handles things better now, or the difference in the type of screen that I'm playing on, but I did not have any nausea issues playing this in the car, which was a delight.
But first, when you load in, you have the Mushroom Cup, which is Peach Circuit, it's Shy Guy Beach, it's Riverside Park, wherever that is, and it's Bowser Castle. Not Bowser's Castle, it's Bowser Castle.
Huh. For some reason, I thought these tracks would be longer and more fun. This isn't even very fun music. When did this come out? Is this before or after the 64? Can someone fill us in, please? Because we all know that I'm not here to provide anyone with any kind of game information. Unless, of course, it's, you know, Banjo Kazooie.
You load in the Peach Circuit. What do you see? You see Peach's castle in the background. And there's, like, really cool parallax scrolling where there's a background and, like, a far background layer. And as you're going around the track, like, it doesn't make any sense, like, spatially, I guess, because you'll make like a 180 degree turn, and then the far background, it'll move like 45 degrees over it. But it looks cool as hell. And also, like, the colors in this game, because the original Game Boy Advance, the screen was like so absolute
yippee!
It's just all, it's so bright.
Well, I was terrible at that the first go. The controls are real touchy.
Before I go into the tracks, actually, I just thought I'd quickly mention, but the handling on this one's weird. Very sharp turning, very weird turning. I mean, I do know I'm 50cc because I don't have the time to try everything.
And the controls, being on the Game Boy Advance, really struggle.
Wild handling. Wild.
Like, I know that apparently there's drifting in the game, but it's nowhere near as useful, I would say, as Mario Kart 64 or the newer Mario Karts, where you can really, really control your drift and get a turbo boost at the end of it. Here, it feels like you just can't control your character at all. You just swing wildly from left to right while trying to turn.
Definitely use the D-pad instead of the joystick.
Anyway, Peach Circuit or whatever, kind of boring. It's just green and you just go around the track. It's not really anything. Shy Guy Beach, though. Oh, now we're getting somewhere.
Shy Guy Beach was actually kind of fun. I do really like beach tracks in Mario Kart for some reason.
But yeah, Shy Guy Beach, like, absolutely amazing background. That's amazing, this big old pirate ship going past. Lovely.
You're on a beach, you can fall in water. There's like shallow water, which slows you down a bit. And there's Shy Guy pirates in the background that shoot fucking cannons at you. It's cool as hell.
Riverside Park is the next track, and I was ganged up on by Yoshi and Toad, and they kept shooting me. But because I was winning for the first two laps, all I was getting out of the item blocks were bananas or a single green shell, because, you know, Mario Kart rules.
A bit more of a boring background on this one, but the turns are quite fun. And I say it's more stuff that's sort of teaching you about kind of the slightly weird... does have like some pretty sharp cornering still.
You do all know the Mario Kart rules, right?
Another thing I've noticed, like, you don't end up ahead by absolutely miles in this one, like you do in, especially like the more recent ones. You end up lapping people and shit. I wouldn't be surprised if it turned out that when not displayed, opponent races just like naturally, like, with little variation, just like stay certain distances from you so that they're always harrying you, so to speak.
The one big advantage that this game has is that they don't have the weapon blocks on the ground. Instead, they're actually in three dimensions. You can see them floating kind of above the ground to run into, which is a huge plus side compared to Mario Kart on the Super Nintendo.
Okay, so the rules of Mario Kart do seem to be the same in every game.
There's rubber banding, which for those that don't know, that means if you're in first, you get the worst items. If you're in last, you get better items to help you catch up, so that the person in first never really gets too far out there, and the person in last is never too far behind.
If you're winning, you only get, like, single bananas, a single green shell, maybe a ghost, or, like, one of the single boost mushrooms. But if you're coming from, like, fourth to eighth, you get some red shells, you get the blue homing spiky shells, you get lightning and stars.
Unless they're so bad, they just drive into the walls and off course. You know, there's only so much the game can do.
So based on these rules, I got no useful items and was absolutely nailed by shells and lightning, and then overtaken on the last lap and only came fifth. So, gotta go back and do that again.
And that's when I learned that this game, if you get an eighth, you don't have to just continue with getting 0 points. There, you have three chances to restart the stage, which is nice. Because, man, the amount of times I would, like, playing Mario Kart Wii or something, and I would get in, like, fourth on the third track in a Grand Prix, and I'd be like, well, I can't win now. I might as well restart.
My favorite course is either the one that takes place on a beach. I always find beaches to be a really fun aesthetic in Mario Kart.
Cheep Cheep Island is another beach level. I really like the beach levels in Mario Kart games. I don't know why, just something about them. I'm like, hell yeah. Like the one in Mario Kart DS, oh man, that level's so good.
Or any of the Bowser levels. I really love specifically this game's take on a Bowser level, because it's just like you have the walls of the Bowser's castle in the distance around you, but the course is just a racetrack in the middle of a lake of fire, and I like that Bowser's got that somewhere in the basement of his castle.
Bowser Castle. Which is actually Bowser Castle 1.
Alright, this track is cool. Bowser always has cool kart levels too.
Bowser's Castle 1 sure is a Bowser's Castle.
It's kind of boring again. It's just like it's really short. I think I did this like all three laps in like a minute and like 2 seconds or something. It's like three turns and a couple hops over lava. But like, you can't really fall in the lava.
But again, I won easily. Nothing drastic happened. No friends tried to hit me with a shell right before the finish line or try to hit someone else so that I could win and keep our placing to keep the top rankings for the cup standings. So Mario Kart is actually a really sad place on your own.
Anyway, of course, we get first place, and then we get a sick cutscene where a big podium falls from the sky, and we hop on it, and then there's a bunch of, like, Shy Guys and Koopa Troopas and Toads and Goombas hanging out, and then a big old Cheep Cheep flies over us, and he poops a trophy onto us. Congratulations! And then there's, like, a ranking thing, because in this game you can pick up coins, and I don't know if the coins have anything to do with the ranking, or it's just your speed, I don't know. I think the character you pick determines your rivals, because for every Grand Prix that I did, it was me and Peach and Yoshi, and by me, of course, I mean Toad. It was me and Peach and Yoshi and Luigi, like, always vying for the top spots, and I don't think I ever saw any of the motherfuckers. Like, Donkey Kong, Bowser, where the hell were you guys? In, like, eighth place.
I know that I said I would dominate, and I did, but it was it was pretty hollow victory with no one to share it with. So I think I'm just going to stop now and remember all the fun times that I had with all my friends instead of trying to make this sad game any fun.
All right, Flower Cup. We got Mario Circuit. We got Boo Lake. We got Cheese Land, I guess. And we got Bowser Castle, too. Mario Circuit, even more boring than Peach Circuit. It's just grass and trees and stuff.
Mario Circuit is certainly a Mario Circuit.
And then we get Boo Lake, which might be one of my favorite levels. There's a big haunted house in the background, and there's like a bunch of super jumps. You have to jump over gaps, and when you hit the barriers on this level, they disappear for the following laps, which is pretty fun.
Boo Lake's proper atmospheric. Really quite, good music. The little boos floating with the candles, that's really cool touch. It's great. Hard as though.
And for whatever reason, I was just super good at this level. So there was a Boo track on the Super Nintendo one too, I think. And I remember that one being hard as hell. But this one I was really good at.
My least favorite courses were both in the fourth circuit. One was Yoshi Desert, which I didn't like because it had a lot of these sand whirlpools that I was just terrible at avoiding. I would fall in them over and over and over again. And there's a spot where there's two back-to-back on an S turn, and I would hit the first one, get back on the road, and then hit the second one like an idiot.
Yoshi Desert's brilliant. The Yoshi Sphinx, he's adorable. I want that as a plushie, please.
I don't know, it's fine. There's a big Yoshi Sphinx in the background, which is cool, I guess.
And then the other one, I can't remember what it's called, but it's the snowy level that's in that fourth circuit. The problem with the snow level is that I think in order to try to convey wind, it does a bouncing thing with the screen.
And also feels like it was glitching out on me, just shaking the whole time. Don't know if it's meant to do that. Seems a bit weird.
Which was the only point in the game where I really felt nauseous. That course, just the entire course, whatever kind of visual effect they were doing, did not work for me at all.
You know what? I like the beach levels in Mario Karts. I also like the snow levels. Snow levels in any other video game can get f***ed, but for whatever reason in Mario Kart, every time they show up, I'm like, hell yeah. This one has, you can crash in a snowman. And there's also, right at the start of the level, there's a big line of coins, and it just feels so satisfying when you drive over 20 coins. It's like, also penguins. The Special Cup has Lakeside Park, Broken Pier, Bowser Castle 4. That's weird, only three levels? No, motherfucker. Rainbow Road.
Bowser's Castle 4 is another Bowser's Castle. You don't need this many Bowser's Castle. This one should have been the only one. It's very good. It's a well-done Bowser's Castle, but it's number 4 Bowser's Castle in a game full of Bowser's Castles. Shouldn't have this many Bowser's Castles. Bowser doesn't have this many castles. Oh, except I guess he does, but why do we have them all? We don't need this many castles for Bowser. Maybe do another 3 different tracks, different themes, something new, something nice. Maybe we do that instead.
There's also Rainbow Road I didn't like in this one very much. Visually, I liked it a lot. There's a flying Bowser ship in the background of Rainbow Road in Mario Kart Super Circuit. That's really, really cool. But actually playing the course, it has in this game, there's ramps you can hit that just make you bounce up into the air. They look like ramps, but it's more like you bounce. And they're on the edges of the entire track. So if you get too close to the edge, you go flying wildly up in the air. And it's just a little hard to control. It took me quite a few times to get a passing rank on Star Road. Did not do me well.
And then we get the Rainbow Road. Dude. Rainbow Road, of course, is a road made out of rainbow. And in the background, there is Bowser's Flying Castle, except for it's a very specific Bowser's Flying Castle. It's the castle from Paper Mario.
There's a weird mech in the background of Rainbow Road. What's going on? It looks a bit Super Robo. Otherwise, I'd say, are we in the middle of Mario Gundam? Is there secretly a plot to Mario Kart Super Circuit? Wait a minute, on the back of that robot, do I see another f***ing Bowser's Castle?
Yeah, I just find that weird, because I feel like there's never a repeating design or something, but that's just the exact same one. They just took a JPEG and shoved it in here.
Also, this Rainbow Road is a Rainbow Road. It's a Rainbow Road from one of the flat Mario Karts, so it's not that interesting. It's just frustrating, because you're just falling off all the time, and
Maybe I'm just bad at this particular Mario Kart, but the handling on it is just so back-asswards.
So Rainbow Road, for like 95% of it, either has nothing to stop you from falling off the edge, or it has jumpers. So you hit the jumper and you jump. So sometimes you hit the jumper and you fly off the stage, and sometimes you can like kind of steer yourself back on the stage, and sometimes you jump onto another jumper, and then you jump onto another jumper, and then you freak out a little bit and get real scared, and then you fall off the Rainbow Road. Anyway, yeah, I died here like 8 times. Well, I died here, I don't know. I got like last a couple times, and I got like fifth a couple times, which is the equivalent of getting last a couple times. And I think I got third on Bowser's Castle 3, so I literally had to either place ahead of or place one behind Princess Peach. And for whatever reason, on this one, she was cracked. So I had to get at least in second on Rainbow Road. And it took me a little bit. It was a hard level, dude.
But for me, I never really cared about the single player in Mario Kart. I was all about the multiplayer. And luckily, we were able to get a few of us with the podcast together to do a little bit of multiplayer using the Nintendo Switch Online's multiplayer feature, which in and of it itself is an experience trying to get to work.
Oh, here we go. Oh, shit.
This course is terrible.
This course is terrible.
Yeah, this is the worst course.
No, it's the best. I'm having a great time. Come on, get him. I'm going in the water. Oh my goodness.
I can't control for shit. Primarily because anytime you've got to swap somebody out, you have to go back to the game selection screen. And not like which game inside Mario Kart you're going to play. No, like which Game Boy Advance game are you going to play? And from that, you could have people jump out of the party, jump into the party.
Like the backgrounds look great. The controls are just ass.
I like the effects, like when they pull you out of the lava and you're all black and smoking. It's great.
Yeah, that was a nice touch.
But once we got going, it was a ton of fun. I think everybody was feeling that there was really rough controls. The controls on this are such ass.
They're a little sticky. I got a red shell. So I just got to find one of here. There we go. Ooh, I'm chasing somebody.
I can't like drive straight, and so I can't like line up a red shell.
Wait, what button fires red shells? I don't know why. I thought it was why.
Oh, it's because it makes sense, and this does not make sense for some reason. But we did get to do the battle mode, which is something that some of the later Mario Karts I know did away with, which was like individualized, specially crafted battle stages where four people could basically go to war. You'd have three balloons connected to your character, and every time you get hit with something, you lose a balloon, and whoever's left standing at the end wins.
Who put this banana here? Oh, dang it. Seriously, Wario?
Ah, who got me?
That was me.
Damn you. Wah.
And this is the one thing that I think Mario Kart Super Circuit was really on to, is that when your character loses their three balloons, you're not out just watching everybody else play. You actually turn into a bomb, can drive around, pick up weapons, and still take people out. So it gives people who lose early something to do, and it's hilarious just getting to drive around as a bomb.
Wait, Caslo, can you like destroy people in this form?
I don't know. I don't think.
Oh, you a bomb? I nearly ran into the bomb.
Did I kill somebody?
Stupid bomb.
Someone set us up the bomb.
Okay, they've never had this bomb thing on any of the other versions.
They had it in Mario 64.
But my brother and I used to, like, give each other, like, 2 or 3 minutes to set up a base on, like, a fourth of the stage. And then we would fight each other in battle mode.
And, like, hoard the items and, yeah.
And, like build walls of banana peels.
Yup.
That's awesome. I also got to play the SNES Mario Kart with my mate the other day on the, Switch Online. And, man, that was and awesome fun. And for some reason, she was amazing at it right out of the gate. She hasn't played a kart game since high school, and we are well and truly out of high school now. So with that, I would recommend playing Mario Kart with people. Any of the Mario Kart games, I'm pretty sure, would be awesome with a friend. But on your own, it gets boring really quick.
But hey, that's all my thoughts on Mario Kart Super Circuit. It's not a game I'm really going to want to return to. I probably would rather go play Mario Kart 64 if I was playing something on the NSO. Or I'd just go play Mario Kart 8, which is really good. And everybody should really pick that one up.
Yeah, I don't think I recommend this one. I actually think even the SNES one's better. At least it feels better to play.
But yeah, this game's bad.
But yeah, also you've got Expansion Pass, then you've got Mario Kart 64, which is just a much better Mario Kart. Yeah. Oh, I don't think I can recommend this one, you know.
Yeah, Super Circuit's a fun game. Compared to other Mario Karts, like, it's probably on the lower end, just because most of the other Mario Kart games are, like, f***ing awesome. But, like, even a low-end Mario Kart, it's still Mario Kart. The levels are a little bit basic. The steering is kind of wonky. Like, it kind of feels like the steering in the motorbikes on Mario Kart Wii or Mario Kart 8, where you kind of like turn, slide into the corners, sort of. And there's no drift mechanic in this game. Like, drift boosts aren't a thing. But it's still fun to like ride the go-kart around. You know, throw a shell at Yoshi, run him over, knock him off the track. It always feels good.
Mario Kart Super Circuit and Super Mario Kart. I don't know how to rank these, which is better. Super Circuit's probably better, just because they've learned from the first game. But they're both bad. Don't play them. If you need to play multiple Mario Kart games, or you want to play all of them for some reason, start with Mario Kart 64. But really, in Mario Kart World Tour, like, almost every track and iterations of those tracks that add additional obstacles and fun things are in that game. There may be a few courses that aren't from somewhere, but I can't think of any that are missing. I can't think of any that are missing off the top of my head, because I think Moo Moo Meadow is in there.
Oh, I totally forgot about this, but you can go to the Super Nintendo tracks. Dude, that's cool.
So yeah, it's Mario Kart Super Circuit. This is not my favorite Mario Kart game by far, but I think at its time, the quality of this game compared to the benefits of it being a portable game made it the best Mario Kart today. I think it ekes out Mario Kart 64. It has since been surpassed both in console and in handheld Mario Karts, and then eventually by Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, which does both. But still, it was a fun little game. I was happy to revisit it over the past 2 days for Super Switch Club.
Mario Kart Super Circuit, Skeleton House, seal of approval. One thumb up, I guess.
Is this the end of our speedrun season? Because I'm, like, ready to play, like, a full game, and I'm sure hoping it's Star Tropics, because, like, that game's awesome.
But yeah, I guess we're finally through our speedrun season and getting ready for our Nintendo Entertainment System Season 2. I mean, technically we're, like, on Season 8 or something, but, I mean, it's Season 2 of our NES games.
All right, what's next? Dude, it's the new season. We get to play a long game.
So I hope everybody keeps an eye out for those nominations and be prepared to vote. I really hope that my game wins.
Vote. What did I submit? Vote the one I nominated.
But we will see, and I hopefully will see you guys there as well. Take care, everyone.
I've been Elise. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you all next time for our NES season.
Otherwise, we'll see you on the Nintendo season, as long as it's not Metroid.
This has been a presentation
of the We Can Make This Work
Probably Network.
Follow us on Twitter
@ Probably Work for more of our questionable content.
Also, we have a website called probablywork.com.
We're reporting from a bus stop in Seacroft, and I've got a question for you, Cassie. What's your favorite video game?
Mario.
Which Mario game is it?
I don't know.
Is it the one he drives in a car?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who'd you like to play as when you're driving?
Mario.
Yeah. Do you like the banana peels?
Yeah. funny?
Anyway, this level has crabs. What are crabs called in Mario? Hold on. How do you spell crab? Is it with a C? Yeah, it's with a C. Fucking SpongeBob and Pokemon to f*** me up. Huckit? It's not a Huckit. What's the other crab? Crab? Sidesteppers! Sidesteppers! Yeah, they're like from, they're from Mario Bros, dude. It's like the oldest enemy.
So I go for Luigi, and I'm going to pick the Grand Prix mode in 100cc's, and I plan to do all four cups and try and unlock... Sorry, I had to... Oh, fuck. Fucking blanket fort, man. Hang on. Hey, Jesus Christ. Fucking... Jesus! Okay. All right, let's start again.
Hey, folks. Whoa, I need a... It's so weird. I gotta put my headphones on when I'm talking into a mic, or else like my voice sounds weird, which doesn't make any sense because when I speak, I don't wear headphones. But you know, what the fuck? Hey, Chigwiski.
So let's get ready for that Nintendo season, unless you know it gets switched up on us and we do some different order. And I'm sure that won't happen because so many people have made their nominations for the Nintendo. But who knows? You know, maybe Eric will go mad with power and just be like, no, we're doing something else. The Atari 2600 for some reason. Everybody go buy the Atari 50th Anniversary Edition and play Food Fight. Oh, actually, that would be fun. Food Fight's a good game. Food Fight's a fan. I don't know. I'm just rambling now for some reason.
That's all I got.
I'll catch you all later.
Bye, Steve. Eric has come to play.